morning. My guest this morning is Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater Company. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Roland.
We finally got this going. I have to tell the audience that we have tried to get this interview going for what seems like several days now, but we're on our way.
We're on our way.
Just imagine coming to the theater on Valentine's Day with your Valentine's date to see a play called Bad Dates.
Isn't that the best?
It sounds like your sort of inspiration.
Well, I guess it was.
Yeah, right.
I guess it was. It is Bad Dates is actually a great date play.
Oh, good.
Which we open actually Friday the 5th, but we will be running through the 21st, and the 14th is a Sunday matinee.
Oh,
and
perfect.
It's a special show, and with the show you get your own flowers and a cupcake for your cupcake.
A cupcake for your cupcake.
A cupcake for your cupcake.
Wow.
So you get to celebrate with a great date to see Bad Dates.
Well, Bad Dates is a play written by Teresa Rebick, directed by Molly Noble at the Cinnabar Theater Company. The lead and only actress
in the show.
Is Jennifer King,
That's
whom
right.
probably most people who were listening saw last year or saw her play last year.
They saw her work
as
a director.
Right.
Right. I Am My Own Wife. Yeah. And
so
which was also, it was a one-man show. This is a one-woman show.
Who is she in this show?
She's Haley Walker, a gal who has hit sort of a midlife time, early midlife,
early
I should
midlife,
say.
The worst
She's a single mother of one. She's raised her daughter, who's now 12. So now it is time. She's a New York City restaurateur. And it's time for her to get back into the dating scene.
Oh, boy.
And we are in her bedroom as she dresses for various dates, good, bad, and different, and some ugly.
That's a great idea for a play,
it's
actually.
It really is, because it really explores so many things. One thing, she's sort of an Imelda Marcos, a self-proclaimed Imelda Marcos, because the place is littered with shoes.
Shoes. I was going to ask you about shoes and about this shoe contest.
Yes,
I guess
we have
you could
a shoe contest going on. If you have a great shoe photo, you can email me, Ellie, at cinnabartheater.org with your photo. And your photo will be displayed with others in our lobby during the run of the show. And then we will pick a name out of the hat, and whoever that person is gets a $100 gift certificate to Vicky's Secret to purchase their own designer shoes.
Well, be careful that you don't get somebody who goes and cleans out the thrift store and gets all of the most outrageous shoes she can possibly find.
Well, that's fine.
That's sure. Okay, too.
Why
okay.
not? Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah. Multiple entries.
This is photographs, not shoes.
Yes.
Yes. Just so you know.
You mean you don't want a truck to drive up in front of the theater loaded with shoes?
Yeah. And actually, that name will be drawn on opening night. But we're also going to be doing something where you get to a slip of paper where you write your worst date in two sentences or less. And at intermission, the best worst date will be picked by the house manager, and that person will receive some Acre coffee, a pound of Acre coffee.
How do you spell that?
A-C-R-E, not A-C-H-E-R. Heart Acre.
Or I-C-H-O-R.
Oh.
That's a bad one.
Oh, okay.
Ellie, thanks for coming in. As usual, it's been unusual, different.
Well, I don't think anyone should miss Bad Dates.
It sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
But I would say that people who want to go on Valentine's Day itself should get their tickets now.
Actually, we only have a few tickets left for that date, so yes.
Okay. Once again, this is Bad Dates at the Cinnabar Theater, February 5th to February 21st. For tickets and information, here's a telephone number, 763-8920. Thanks for coming in, Ellie.
Thanks for having me, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.